Welcome to Your Daily Bread with co-hosts Abby Stacier
and Hannah Calhoun.
We're here to be your weekly source of spiritual nourishment, guiding you to find food freedom in a deeper connection with Christ.
As we explore the intersection of faith and nutrition, these bite-sized episodes will help you heal your relationship with food and your body through practical advice, biblical wisdom, and heartfelt encouragement.
And as a disclaimer, we are not pastors, but passionate registered dietitians and sisters in Christ, offering our insights to support you on this faith-filled journey to a healthier, more fulfilling life.
Join us by taking a seat at our table as we break bread and allow God in to break the chains of diet culture. So last week, Abby read for us Psalm 46, verses 1 through 5, and I'm going to continue on with Psalm 46, verses 6 through 10. God's word says, "Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, 'Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.'" Ooh, I think about how often I have to be still and remind myself to be still and remember that I am not God, that He is God. And there's so much almost chaos in this verse, like thinking about the nations in uproar and the kingdoms falling and the shield melting and everything, like, but God has all of this in the palm of his hand. And so we can rest. We can find rest. We can be still. We're allowed to be weak because in our weakness, he is made strong. We can be still and know that he is God. And you know, I'm thinking about in our society today in 2024, there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of chaos just naturally that exists. And then we also kind of create our own chaos. We kind of create our own chaos. And I feel like there's a lot of stress and pressure that is created by us humans competing with one another on like the bandwagon of who's more tired, who's busier, who's hustling harder. You know, like hustle culture is real. Hustle culture is real. And we aren't pausing. We aren't allowing ourselves to be still. We're saying, oh no, I can't go to the gym. I have to work late. I can't take a lunch break. You know, I got to keep working. You know, I don't have time to sit with God in the morning and do my devotional. I got to get to work. You know, what is that?
Yeah. And that's when we need it the most. Whenever you think I don't have time to spend time with God, that's when you need to spend time with God the most, because you're putting something else above him and you probably need him and his presence to calm your mind down.
When we're neglecting our own self-care in such a dramatic way that there's this spirit of chaos, like, oh my gosh, I'm taking calls from colleagues or my boss at midnight and leaving work late and working through lunch and working on the week. And it's like, that is not the spirit that God gives us. You know, we're trying to control everything in our own strength. We're trying to control how our needs will be met, how much money we will earn, how many people we can please, you know, everything. We're trying to control everything when we cannot be still and trust that he is God. and, you know, take care of our responsibilities on earth, take care of our self-care, you know, our eating, our movement, our resting, when we cannot possibly have any time for that, we're trying to be God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're trying to do all these things in our own strength.
Mm. And we're putting more of an emphasis on the temporary things of the world and taking our eyes off of the eternal and what's really going to last. And I feel like whenever we talk about like eternity or like kingdom mindset, I think people can maybe not get freaked out by that, or it seems like too taboo, because it's like, yeah, I want to like think about being with God in heaven, but I still have bills to pay now. And it's like, well, God is sovereign over all of that. He knows your needs. He will provide. He can speed up time. Time is nothing to God. So if you think you don't have time to nourish yourself and take a break from your work to have lunch, if you don't think that you have 10 minutes to sit in his presence, to have a quiet time with him in the morning, it's like he can speed up time. He can make up for that. And he will honor that you are taking time out to be with him intentionally. And you just pour favor and blessings over that. He will honor that obedience and that desire to be close with him.
Mm. And I just think about too how, you know, in Matthew, how it talks about, you know, when it's discussing anxiety and worries and everything, it talks about like all of the things that we can possibly worry about, what we'll eat, what we'll drink, what we'll wear. And, you know, it notes how even like the birds of the air have all these things, like their needs are met. They're not like, oh no, you know, where are we going to go get food today? They just get food because the Lord provides food for them. Like, and it says that these are the things that the Gentiles worry about. And our Heavenly Father already knows that we need these things. And this is talking about like basic necessities, right? This is not necessarily like a Lamborghini, okay? But basic necessities. God knows that we need these things. And so when we are taking care of our earthly responsibilities, yes, you have to show up to work. but we're also simultaneously taking care of God's temple and spending time in him, seeking his kingdom first and his righteousness, we can be still and trust that all of these things will be added unto us. And he will provide abundantly more than we could ask or imagine when we are living a life where we're striving to be pleasing to him and striving to be closer to him and know him and walk in step with him. We can rest. When we're doing all these things, we can rest. And yeah, he wants us to.
We don't he have commands to hurry. Us to. Yes, he does. And if we're modeling what I just was thinking about this, obviously, Jesus never rushed. He didn't run around everywhere. He changed the world in 3 years, walking 3 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. He did not rush. So we do not need to rush. And I think the whole concept of Matthew 6:33, seeking first the kingdom of God and knowing that everything else will be added to us, that is a totally different mindset than what other people in your office may be thinking, how they operate. It's not what the world and hustle culture promotes, but we have to remember that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We do operate in a different way, and that's okay. And I just hear from clients all the time. I coach a lot of law school students, a lot of people that are in healthcare, that I have several clients right now that are in nursing school. And there is just such a high degree of very toxic hustle culture and just glorifying taking awful care of your body. Like people will be like, oh, like, you slept last night? Like, well, I was in the library studying so much for so long. I didn't even get to sleep. I didn't even get a chance to eat because I was just studying so hard, making it seem like I'm smarter than you. I'm working harder than you. And it's like, how could you, like, you're not a good student if you're taking care of your body. If you're trying to sleep, what about studying? It's like, they're glorifying taking care of your body like trash, you know? And it's like, we have to remind ourselves, what are we glorifying? Are you glorifying taking awful care of your temple? Or are you trying to glorify God? And glorifying God would be taking care of your temple, taking breaks, nourishing yourself adequately, spending time with him, decreasing stress. Drinking water would be also be good.
Mm-hmm. And even in the episode where we talk about from 1 Kings, how sometimes we're just exhausted. Sometimes we just need a nap. You know, what was that episode 11? Like that.
Yeah.
We sometimes just need food and rest. Who would have thought? Basic necessity. We just pause for a moment and have some of that. And then we have the clarity of mind to be able to hear God, to hear what he's telling us. You know, it's
to know like what to prioritize. Yeah. Like I just feel like when I hear from God and I spend time with him, not only does my work time speed up and I'm more productive, but I have more clarity on what to prioritize and what to do. That's when I get my most creative content ideas. That's when I know like what to post. And that's how I'm glorifying God in my business. I'm not saying like, oh, what do I feel like posting today? I'm like, God, tell me what my audience needs to hear today. Give me that post. And then that literally the idea will come. I'm like, okay, great. And then that's the one that performs well. Like, it's just, it's wild. Like, it's cool to compare and contrast like the post where like, I was like, oh, I just got to get something up today. Like, let me, you know, but then there'll be times where I don't post for a week and then God gives me an idea and I'll post it and that post will go viral. And it's like, oh, wow. Like God's hand was definitely on that when I'm trying to do stuff in my own strength and like my ideas, sometimes they don't perform as well. So it's like, you need to make sure that you are slowing yourself down enough, hearing from him, and that will just make you more productive and give you clarity of your different steps. Like, I mean, I'll definitely apply that to your own career. I mean, it's easy for me to talk about like content creating, cause that's obviously what I do for a living, but yeah, even with, if you have a whole list of corporate to-dos and a whole bunch of meetings, like you could be praying before that and just be like, God, show me what to prioritize, what needs to get done first, what is most important for me to hear and take away from this meeting. And he will show you that.
And that's so important, because I feel like I have had the mindset of hustle culture, especially during my, you know, academic career and internship and everything. And it feels like everything is a pressing issue. Everything is number one on the list and everything's competing for number one on the list. But it's like, if you are still, like God commands us to be, if we sit and be still and have a moment where we talk to God, he can reveal to us, just like Abby was saying, what is priority? And this can give our mind rest. Hello, like decision fatigue, mental load. These are all buzzwords right now because it's real. It's real because everyone feels like everything on their list is competing for the first spot on the to-do list and the list of importance. And it just can't be. It can't be. And at some point, you got to throw your hands up and say, I'm trusting in God. I have all these things due, don't know how I'm going to do them, but I'm trusting in God and I'm still going to take a break to eat. And if I told myself it would feel good to do some movement today, I'm going to take X amount of time to do that. And I'm going to trust God with the rest of my time.
Yes. You know, God is still working on your behalf, even when you're not working. When you are resting, he is still working behind the scenes. So you need to be still and know that he is God and that he is sovereign over everything and that he knows what you need to get done. And he's also working even when you're not working. Like, you need to trust in his sovereignty.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
To be in the world, because we are in the world, but we are not supposed to be of the world. And so you might feel different. You might feel left out. You might feel like your colleagues or your peers are poo-pooing you. And oh yeah, well, it must be nice to have time to eat. Must be nice to get 8 hours of sleep. Must be nice to be able to go to the gym during finals week. Yeah, you know what? It is nice because I trust God with my time. Thank you very much.
That could be a great time to just evangelize. Like, well, let me tell you about my God. Let me tell you about Jesus. Yeah, so, this could be you too. Honestly, though, it could be like, people might start noticing in your office, like, oh, wow, she's got so much peace. She's not stressed out. Here I am running around like a chicken with its head cut off. How does she have time to eat? And they might ask you, how do you feel so at peace? And then that is a moment to plant a seed. That's the moment to tell your testimony. Wow. Wouldn't that be powerful?
Yeah. And we're talking to ourselves too here. Because we are stressed. So we're
talking, all the things.
We are talking to ourselves just as much as we're talking to you. But yes, continue to remember that we are in the world, not of the world. We are going to operate differently from people. Do not be tempted by hustle culture and embrace stillness, knowing and trusting that we have God. We have a wonderful Savior who is ready to do this with us.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Your Daily Bread. We hope you found inspiration and practical guidance to nourish your body and soul. Remember, the journey to a healthier relationship with food and a deeper connection with Christ is ongoing, and we're here to support you every step of the way.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you've been blessed by our content, please consider sending this episode to a few friends that need to hear this message. And we also invite you to leave us a review. Your feedback and support mean the world to us and really help the show grow.
As we conclude today's episode, we encourage you to take what resonated with you into your quiet time with God. Allow God to reveal to you any changes that you can make for His glory, trusting that you are fearfully and wonderfully made in His image.
Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore how God's word helps us heal our relationship with food in our bodies. Until then, may you find both physical and spiritual nourishment, and may you be filled with His peace and joy. God bless.